Bloody on the wreckage of my home, in under rest. Lucky there's still an internet in the house. My dad leaves in a couple of weeks. We're gonna cut the place and sell everything. It's bitter, but I'm sure we'll find some sweetness in it too. The first thing I did was to stop my guitar and tune it in the mail. She says the longer I live, the more time I spend in getting acquainted with death. I think there are things that are meant to be beyond our comprehension, and we are meant just to be tossed like kelp, reeling the wind, breaking, serenading the abyss. When I weep for the Spanish Civil War, I think to myself, it was not futile. It couldn't have been futile, that would really triumph over fascism. Was not D-Day nor the Russian advance. It was the love poured down the pit that was Franco, the love and art and beauty, the songs, Lorca's poetry was poured. Of water and iron and salt of tears, the fighting was finally done. I think there are things that are meant to be beyond our comprehension. We are meant just to be tossed like hell, free along the way, break so serenade the abyss. What I'm sending love to you is your morning pours into the sacred earth. Love for your spirit and songs. Kelp it is, kelp it is, kelp it is, kelp we must be, my friend. Cause I think there are things that are meant to be beyond our comprehension. We are meant just to be dawnless like hell, free along the way and break so serenade the abyss.
Free Palestine, y'all. Thanks for being here tonight. I'm going to attempt to do something really difficult. I retired this song a while ago. And I'm going to attempt it. It's a very difficult song, so it's appropriate that it's named Impossible Things. So I consider this song to be one of those. And maybe if y'all are down, close your eyes for a second and just think about the things we're told are impossible, and maybe how we challenge and vision our way out of those impossibilities. In the Instagram doom scrolling that I'm sure I'm not the only one doing right now, there's a meme of Edward Said reading a quote, and I'll paraphrase it. The colonizer's job is to make even the dream of liberation impossible for the colonized. And yeah, thinking about that a lot. I only want impossible things. Only one impossible things. Only one impossible things. anything less than impossible ain't even worth a try. What's impossible? What's impossible? A hummingbird's hover, the kiss of a lover, the love of a mother, the love of a father, the number of strangers, sister, sibling, brother, losing yourself in the heart of another. I only want impossible things. I only want impossible things. Only want impossible things. If it isn't impossible, oh, is it even worth the try? Like a flower through the pavement, flower that blooms through the crack in the pavement, the gifts that you get for no reason or payment, the look in your eyes when you finally get what uncompromising for snuggle you gave me, a scroll of acrobatic stair rope in the wire, tree branches ripped into fire and higher, the dream that you wake up from feeling inspired, the smile on your face like a stoke in the fire. I only want impossible things. I only want impossible things, yes. I only want impossible things. If it isn't impossible, ooh, it isn't even worth a try. Everything's impossible when we imagine that. We're on a living blue green spaceship spiraling through space and through time and that. No amount of hard work, discipline, or education could have earned us a place on the earth under the sun, moon, and stars. Could have earned this place on the earth under the sun and stars. Here we go. Now we are. We are. I'm damming the rivers to bring the past salmon and schooling our children, reclaiming the commons and paving the roads and dissolving the binaries, decreasing degrowth, gardening the refineries, people who stand up to hate and destruction. Through love and creation, resistance and action, the buffaloes return to prairies and greening, the deserts and mountains, a life in abundance. Only want impossible things. Only want impossible things, yes. Only want impossible things. If it isn't impossible, is it even worth a try? Everything's impossible until we imagine it. Nothing will ever come to be until the mind conceives and believes. Oh, first it has to happen in a mature envision, and then it cannot stay impossible very long. No, it cannot stay impossible very long. When we have envisioned it, that seed starts to root and sprout leaves. So let's try our green thumb at planting it in humble song. We cannot stay impossible very long. To survive and to thrive, we want to survive, we must learn how to thrive while restoring the beauty of being alive. Go way beyond tolerance, learn to embrace in ourselves and each other the things we can't face. Back into the ecosystem and degrade. We are part of nature, cannot separate. We cannot escape, and no, we can't wait for sustainability. Regenerate. Decolonization, mind, body, and nation. Rewilding, reskilling, and regeneration. Regenerate. Everything's impossible until we imagine it. Nothing will ever come to be until somebody tries, 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 tries and succeeds. Oh, and first it has to happen in a mature envision, and then it cannot stay impossible very long. That's why I, oh,
impossible things. Only love impossible things. Only ever reach for impossible things. Like being the change and other impossible things. Being the love and other impossible things. Your hand in mine and other impossible things. Regeneration and other impossible things.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Josh, thank you. I do not have the skills to do it.
The guitar or the
both.
Anybody here read the fifth sacred thing?
Yeah.
Yes? Where? Who? I wanna read the declaration of the four sacred things. Feels good to do that right now. This is by Starhawk. The Earth is a living, conscious being. In company with cultures of many different times and places, we name these things as sacred: air, fire, water, and earth. Whether we see them as the breath, energy, blood, and body of the Mother, or as the blessed gifts of a creator, or as symbols of the interconnected systems that sustain life, we know that nothing can live without them. To call these things sacred is to say that they have a value beyond their usefulness for human needs, for human ends, that they themselves become the standards by which our acts, our economics, our laws, and our purposes must be judged. No one has the right to appropriate them or profit from them at the expense of others. Any government that fails to protect them forfeits its legitimacy. All people, all living things are part of the earth life and so are sacred. No one of us stands higher or lower than any other. Only justice can assure balance. Only ecological balance can sustain freedom. Only in freedom can that fifth sacred thing we call spirit flourish in its full diversity. To honor the sacred is to create conditions in which nourishment, sustenance, habitat, knowledge, freedom, and beauty can thrive. To honor the sacred is to make love possible. To this we dedicate our curiosity, our will, our courage, our silence, and our voices. To this day, we could dedicate our lives. So the next couple songs for the end of my very short set are contemplations of love that has become possible. More questions than answers, if anything. This one's called Not a Thing. Everyone says listen to your heart. The heart has quiet ways of telling us. Everyone seems satisfied to wait around for someone to kiss. Butterflies, well, I'm not gonna wait around for butterflies. There's coffee for that. If I want one love and I want love, I'll get on the task because love is not, love is not a thing we feel. Love is the things you do, it's a thing you
do. So is tension is love the choice to be here for you. You're here for me too. Is it passing out in each other's arms at a boring scene? Is it stuff of dreams to me? Is it medicine? Ain't it what we're made of? Love alone together. Passing time, so then when can we call it love? Say, I love you, our love is done. But love is not a thing we feel. Love's a thing we do. It's a thing we do. It's a thing we do. No, love's a thing we feel. Not a thing we do. It's a thing we do. It's a thing we do.
This one's called Night Hike. A little loud, so I'm like, if the hair on your body was a forest, I would go. Go explore it, I would go hiking, yeah. Climb the trees and swim from their branches. Feel the mosses with my bare feet. Find the waterfalls in your eyes. Dive right in. And I'd run the trails up and down, up and down, up and down your skin till I found your face. I'd kiss your eyelids, count your lashes. Find the Milky Way inside your eyes. Bring your flowers sent down and I'd quench my thirst with your kiss. And no one else can define our beauty. Only we can decide our terms. It's on us to write our own story, make history our own way. In your shoulders when I break those rocks right above your back down. Tickle you with the scrub jay's feather. Meet you walking up a dusty hill. Put your fears to rest as we wind our way through our trail. Did I lose a pin? Nice. Just pull it out. play really hard right now.
If a home was a meadow, I'd get naked in the middle and I'd make a bed of the softest grass. I'd take a nap on your purple flowers. Feel the shelter out of your embrace. Feel the seasons change as our beards grow long and gray. For no one else can define our beauty, only we can decide our turns. It's on us to write our own story, make history our own way.
Thanks, y'all. We're gonna take a little tiny break, and in a few minutes, we'll give you Cave Babies. Thanks for being here.